You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm Rue from the SRA podcasting team. I am backstage with the full gang of judges for the Demo Factor. Give us a shout as I go around the room. We've got Chris North.
Whoop!
Man of many talents.
Hello.
Really?
Sorry. Actually, haven't seen most of them.
Yeah.
We've got Paul Sylvester, Mr. Bower Power, according to Vicky.
I'm sure other people would disagree.
We've got Rob Watson from Capital. I don't have a silly nickname for you, but you like chicken and coffee, according to the website.
Perfect. Absolutely.
You sound like a hoot.
Amy Vose, is that how you
said it? Said it right,
good.
You should get married.
I'll take a lot of convincing. Now, you're a new judge for this year.
I am.
And we've got Jordan North from Rock FM, of no relation to Chris North whatsoever.
No relation. He's my dad.
I'm not.
Just an older cousin.
Vicky Blight is also in the room, our host for the night. Did a fantastic job. Do you all find it as exhausting as entrance to get through this experience?
Yes, very much so. Here I am eating my second piece of pizza of the evening.
You came in the room covered in alcohol.
No, room. This room, yes.
That's his aftershave.
I started the evening completely normal.
Yeah, well.
But this is literally, what I mean is that we have, it's so intense, the whole process is so intense. We spend the entire year just literally spending all this production time, all these elements, working with the Student Radio Association, trying to get the best thing for Demo Factor to work on this night at the conference. It's a sort of cyclical thing. It goes through the Student Radio Awards, it goes to the Student Radio Conference, it keeps going round in circles. You have 3-year cycles of students every single year, so they have to learn a new thing. And so the Demo Factor is actually quite a massive learning curve for everybody. So the productions always change. We have staple things we stick into it. But yeah, God, I am, as one of the people who produce it, really stressed about it. I'm probably the most nervous person as I walk onto that stage, more so than a student who's going to play a demo as. I don't think that the students understand that. We really respect what the demos are going to be and what they've uploaded, and we respect what they're about to do. And that's why we set up for a whole joke, the gold letters thing, is because we take this so seriously that we want them to understand that we also have a lighter side than our sort of serious judge face.
Yeah, the gold letters and the serious music, it really doesn't help.
It goes back to what we say, it takes a lot of guts for someone to upload the demo, for them to stand up and for loads of people plus all those judges to listen to it. It's kind of like going to watch a comedian and sitting in the front row, you know you're going to get picked on. That kind of thing, so it does take a lot of guts.
But then you're all getting picked on as well.
Yeah.
Because you have to
but
give some
sort of feedback.
But we
have a microphone.
You have the power.
I also feel for the ones that submit a demo and go through all that anxiety, thinking, oh my God, this is terrifying, and then they sit there all night and they might not, theirs might not be played out.
I
mean, we will listen to them at some point, but they're still sitting there the whole time, pretty anxious and terrified, and also they might never have done it before and hear what happens to the first person and think, okay, I've got to go up there and hear my demo be critiqued. So I think you're right, it's so brave.
Also, what's really interesting is it's such a unique way of listening to your peers, and I think what's amazing tonight, more so than the years I've either watched it or been part of it, was how many people got picked by people who weren't on the stage to have pilots or meetings or coffees or conversations, which shows, A, what a brilliantly healthy and robust student radio system we've got, but also what a respected event Chris and everybody has built around this whole night. Because actually, this is a place now where producers, managers, managing editors, program controllers come to find talent.
How long has it been going now?
So this is the 8th Demo Factor.
Wow.
We've had a gap of a year. We travelled a lot. And when we came back...
Did Demo Factor on tour?
And when we travelled, we did. We spent that 12 months going around the country doing smaller versions of it at different universities and talking to students and finding out what they really wanted. When we came back in the Newcastle conference a few years ago, it had this massive new burst of people, and what we realised was that students have moved on. They're not sending demos in CDs CDs anymore. There's a whole different way of uploading your demo to the industry. And so we had to adapt to that, and that's why we came back in Newcastle. And then Exeter last year was a brilliant, brilliant thing. And I think this is our third year now. So you've got some guys who were first years then, who are now graduating tonight, who are going, oh my God, I've got really better. I hope, I don't know if it's true, but I hope that some of those guys who were first years then, who are now third years now, have learned something, and their demos are much better than they were in Newcastle.
The quality of the demos on the whole I thought was better. The first half there was some okay demos. I thought the second half was much, much better. The best ones were radio ready people. You look at the Matts and the Moes and the Christophers and all of those guys who actually could be on the radio right now, and I think that's a real tribute to the power of student radio.
So I for one know that from Demo Factor 3 years ago, I now understand the importance of catching the attention of a listener as soon as the fader goes up or as soon as the demo starts. What are you all looking for when a demo starts?
It's got to be no messing around, stand out straight away. There's a lot of competition for presenters to be on the radio. You've got to make sure, and we say this loads and loads, you've got to make sure your best stuff is at the start. And I mean as in the real good stuff, not 20 seconds of production and jingles to tell us what the show is. I don't care what the show's called. If you engage me and it's great content, then I'm with you through that. And, you know, I think Mo showed that tonight as well. He stood out for me. Do you know what? I might only have a few minutes to listen to demos in my day, and actually if I'm going to listen to a load of production, it's probably not going to grab me.
I've been in student radio stations where I've done a similar smaller version of this, where they actually are far harsher than the judges are. What we are doing is we're buzzing when we feel that there is a lesson to be learned. And actually you'll notice that the judges, you know, Jordan and Amy, new to this whole system of stuff, I noticed they were sometimes short but sometimes longer on it than a lot of the other judges. That's because as presenters I think they were listening for other things. They knew there was something was going somewhere. The other three, I think we are listening to it from a managerial or production element, and we are listening for different types of stuff.
I think we've got a good mix on the panel, definitely. You've got two presenters, you've got a producer, and you've got a talent manager. There's such a mix.
And I think we, as presenters, we probably sympathise in that I could see what they're doing with
definitely.
Something. There's one piece where it was quite a random intro to a demo. I was hooked in and I knew they were building to something, and you can see why they've done that. And I could understand it didn't quite pay off. I think, like you say, you can see... Okay,
you sympathise with it.
Yeah, that you do listen with different ears. So
definitely.
I listen to things and think, is that bad? And then obviously you guys listen from a totally different perspective.
It's really interesting how the whole concept of a demo and demos in general has moved on. Radio is evolving, and that's really good. And I think the demos that we're getting are really evolving as well, given what I've heard over the last kind of 3 years on the panel and 2 years before that, listening at the back of the room. How you sell yourself and how you showcase yourself has changed. But some people are just good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You look at Mo, I think he was the best demo in the room, and you've got to point people in the right directions, and I think that's the authenticity of what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I would never have listened to a show that Mo would host, but wow, what a brilliant, natural, raw talent. That is the thing that you take from tonight.
That's a good demo, right, though? A show that you wouldn't necessarily listen to all the way through, but a demo that keeps you hooked nonetheless.
The radio is very subjective. We'll sit there and we'll give our opinions about what we think is great, possibly for the brand that we work for or what we might enjoy personally, but we're always willing to be surprised by someone and go,
absolutely,
wow, that was, regardless of whether we choose to listen to it, that's a compelling listen, that's brilliant. And that's why everyone else, as their peers, should be able to listen to this, and it gives them a great opportunity to go, do you know what, I didn't know I could do that kind of broadcasting and still make an impact, and actually I feel quite empowered to do that, and I'm not the only person broadcasting like that, and you know, I can follow my own route and still get recognition for being a great broadcaster, rather than going, I want to be a specific person broadcasting like this. And that's why listening in a bigger forum is so important.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.